Hi, I'm Mark Olsey, founder and creator of Pledge Talk. I am so glad you are interested in knowing more about what to do and say when communication matters in your relationships. For the past 30 years as a marriage and family counselor, I have heard one complaint more than any other. One spouse or the other says, "We can't communicate." I would go so far as to say that 4 out of 5 couples that I see bring that up in the first session. That's tough. We all want to experience good and peaceful relationships. We want to know how to connect with people that matter to us the most. Being respected for what we have to say is critical. We want someone to listen to us without judgment. At the very least, we want to be able to get along with those around us every day. But when it comes right down to it, communication isn't all that simple. It's often confusing and just plain difficult. The problem is not just in our marriages either. It's between us and our kids. It's between our kids. Communication can be challenging in our friendships too, and where we work. In fact, anywhere 2 or more people get together, communication can get complicated. And so often, in those difficult moments, when good communication really matters, we don't know what to say. And we are afraid of saying something wrong, of hurting someone with our words, or of getting hurt ourselves. Maybe you can relate. Your boss gripes at you for getting the report in late. What do you do? Your teenager says, "I don't care. I don't want to do what the family wants to do." How do you respond? Your spouse says, "You always do that." And you know what you want to say, but going there doesn't help. Or a friend says, "You're too busy for me or anyone anymore." And being defensive is the only thing that comes to mind. I had a friend recently tell me in the middle of a conversation, "You are pretty stubborn, you know." I was stunned. Honestly, I don't think of myself as stubborn. I was completely taken aback, and I didn't know what to say, at least at first. There were literally countless moments in conversations when what we say next really matters. We say the right thing and we breathe a sigh of relief as the conversation continues in a good direction. Say the wrong thing and woo! No telling where things might end up. If you are like me, you want to know the right thing to say and do at the right time. But so often we just don't know what that is. We need help. We need a guide. That's why we created Pledge Talk. It is a how-to for when communication really matters. When you learn Pledge Talk, you will know the very best thing to do and say in each of the scenarios I just mentioned, and more, much more. I can't promise you'll always know the right thing to say by learning Pledge Talk, but I can promise you this. You will recognize 6 vitally important keys to every good conversation. Now notice, I didn't say learn the most important keys, but recognize them. That's because you already know what they are. The problem is, they are in the back of your mind where you don't see them. And by learning Pledge Talk, they will come to the front of your mind and you will recognize what you've been missing all along. Once you recognize the communication keys you've been missing, you will naturally start using Pledge Talk to transform for good every conversation that matters. And finally, by using all 6 Pledge Talk keys in a specific order, you will learn a simple step-by-step process that will guide you through those difficult moments you encounter in any conversation and show you exactly what to do to process conflict, 1 step at a time. During the next 6 days, you will receive an email from me with a short video like this one. I'll be taking you through the basics of each of the 6 steps of Pledge Talk. There's more I'll be sharing at a later date that I'm also really excited about, But right now, by watching each of the next 6 short videos, you will be well on your way to knowing what to do and say the next time you are caught up in a moment when communication really matters.